Our Father, thou art holy, and all thy works are done in truth. On this new moon day, we with thy creation praise thy name, O Yahweh. For as thou commanded, all were created. As thou established the heavens forever and ever, by a decree which shall not pass, so we come. As thou hast appointed the moon for seasons, which are for thy worship, so we do worship. As the moon be a faithful witness of thy covenant in the heavens, ordained by the by thy word, so we praise thy faithfulness. As it is, so shall it be commanded in thy kingdom to come, in the new heaven and in the new earth, that all flesh worship for thee, from one new moon to another, from one Sabbath to another. As thou hast said by thy holy prophets, so do we come before thee this day, which thou hast made, O Lord. We now bow the knee and we confess the name of Jesus Christ and his blood of the new covenant, to the glory of thou our Father, and ask, accept our humble praise and worship this day, through the sanctification of the Spirit by the blood of Jesus Christ, thy only Son, our Lord, and Mediator, our High Priest. Amen. We have Psalm 148 for our new moon worship.
Alleluia from heaven's praise. Yahweh in heights praise to him be. All ye his angels praise ye him. His host of praise him.
He made when Egypt ran.
Handout sheet, starting with Genesis 1, 14 through 15. Everybody found it. Genesis 1, 14 through 15. And God said,
let there be light in the firmament of heaven to divide the day from the night,
and let them be
for signs and for seasons, and for days and years,
and let them be for light in the firmament of heaven, to give light upon the earth.
And it was so.
Numbers 10:10. In the day of our gladness, in our solemn days, in the new moons, in the beginning of our months,
we shall blow with the trumpet
over our burnt offerings and over the sacrifices of our peace offerings,
that they may be to us for a memorial before our God,
for Yahweh is our God. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies as living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service.
This is our reasonable service.
Amen. In other words, you know, the new moon has specific sacrifices commanded to be there. And while we do not have permission to do that, because the temple's not here, you get the privilege of being the sacrifice. So take that to heart. We're going to have a resuscitation also out of Sirach, which some would argue is not a resuscitation, but a recital. So I'll put that there in brackets. But this is out of Sirach 43, 1 through 10, which certainly shows that the ancient Israelites understood the meaning of the heavenly lights. The pride of the height, the clear firmament,
the beauty of heaven with his glorious show.
The Lord made the moon also to serve in her season,
for a declaration of times and a sign of the world.
From the moon is the sign of feasts,
a light that decreaseth in her perfection.
The month is called after her name, increasing wonderfully in her changing, being an instrument of the armies above,
shining in the firmament of heaven.
There is no clear scripture that combines all of the Bible verses concerning the moon and the Sabbath together than the statement of Sirach in 43:1-10. So, we're going to stop here in our reading, and we will come back to resuscitations hereafter. Short message that we have. I'm not going to go very long because my voice wouldn't permit it anyhow. Stand up and sing some songs. Psalm 19.
Sure, and makes the simple one. honey from the comb that droppeth sweeter far. Moreover, they thy servant warn how he his life should frame. A great reward provided is for them that keep the same. Who can his errors understand? Oh, cleanse thou me within. From secret faults thy servant keep, from all presumptuous sin. And do not suffer them to have dominion over me. And righteous and innocent I from much sin shall be. The words which from my mouth proceed, the thoughts set from my heart. Accept, O Lord, for thou my strength and my Redeemer are.
We have our usual recital of the New Covenant. We should resuscitate. In Hebrews 8, 7, 13, Jeremiah 31, 31 through 34. And then immediately after comes the pledge of the covenant. For if that first covenant had been faultless, then should no place have been sought for the second. For finding fault with them, he saith,
Behold, the days come, saith Yahweh, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah.
Not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day when I took them by the hand to lead them out of the land of Egypt,
because they continued not in my covenant, and I regarded them not, saith Yahweh.
For this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Lord.
I will put my laws into their minds, and write them in their hearts, and I will be to them a God, and they shall be to me a people.
And they shall not teach every man his neighbor and every man his brother,
saying, Know the Lord.
For all shall know me, from the least to the greatest.
For I will be merciful to their unrighteousness, and their sins and their iniquities will I remember no more.
In that he saith a new covenant, he has made the first old. Now that which decay and wax old is ready to vanish away. The pledge of the covenant that God gives in Jeremiah 31, 35 to 37. Thus saith Yahweh, which gives the sun for a light by day,
and the ordinance of the moon and the stars for a light by night, which divideth the sea when the waves thereof roar.
Yahweh of hosts is his name. If those ordinances depart from before me, saith Yahweh,
then the seed of Israel also shall cease from being a nation before me forever.
Thus saith Yahweh, if heaven above can be measured, and the foundation of the earth searched out beneath, I will also cast off all the seed of Israel for all that they have done, saith Yahweh. Psalm 89 is our last psalm. Between a Dunlap's Creek, which corresponds to the new covenant as it was made before the foundations of the world. We have the Dunlap Creek hum out.
I'll make him first, first for most high, then before him, my covenant shall stand. His seed I by my power make, forever to endure. And as the day the heaven is thrown, shall stable be and sure. But if his children shall forsake my love and go astray, and in my judgment shall not walk, but wander from my way. If they my laws break and do not keep my commanding hands, I'll visit them their faults with fraud, their sins with chastisement. Yet I'll not take my love from him, nor false my promise make. My covenant will not break nor change what with my mouth I say. Once by my holiness I swear, to David I'll not lie. His seed and throne shall, as the sun, before me last for aye. It, like the moon, shall ever be established steadfastly, and like to that which in the heaven doth witness faithfully.
Right, well, does everybody have their songbooks handy? Guess we should hand them out. We also have the Ten Commandments out of our Bible that we go through on the new moon. Out of Exodus chapter 20, followed by the Athanasian Creed. And we will conclude. Exodus chapter 20. And God spake all of these words, saying,
I am the Lord thy God, which have brought thee out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of bondage.
Thou shalt have no other gods before me.
Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image, or any likeness of anything that is in heaven above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters under the earth.
Thou shalt not bow down thyself unto them, nor serve them. For I, the Lord thy God, am a jealous God, visiting the iniquities of the fathers upon the children unto the third and fourth generation of them that hate me,
and showing mercy unto thousands of them that love me and keep my commandments.
Thou shalt not take the name of the Lord thy God in vain, for the Lord will not hold him guiltless that taketh his name in vain. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gate. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it.
Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee.
Thou shalt not kill.
Thou shalt not commit adultery.
Thou shalt not steal.
Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor.
Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, anything that is thy neighbor's. All right. Well, if you didn't set time aside every month, you probably would not remember to read the Ten Commandments every month, or the Athanasian Creed. The Athanasian Creed. Whosoever will be saved before all things, it's necessary that he hold the united faith.
Which faith except everyone to keep whole and undefiled, without doubt he shall perish everlastingly.
The uniting faith is this,
that we worship one Yahweh God in Trinity, in Trinity, in unity,
neither confounding the persons nor dividing the substance.
For there is one person of the Father, another of the Son, and another of the Holy Spirit.
But the Godhead of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit is all one.
The glory is equal, the majesty co-eternal.
Such as the Father is, such is the Son, and such is the Holy Spirit.
The Father uncreated, the Son uncreated, and the Holy Spirit uncreated.
The Father infinite, the Son infinite, and the Holy Spirit infinite.
The Father eternal, the Son eternal, and the Holy Spirit eternal.
And yet there are not three eternals, but one eternal.
And also there are not three uncreated, nor three infinite,
but one uncreated and one infinite. So likewise the Father is almighty, the Son almighty, and the Holy Spirit almighty.
And yet there are not three almighties, but one almighty.
So the Father is God, the Son is God, and the Holy Spirit is God.
And yet there are not three gods, but one God.
So likewise the Father is Lord, the Son, Lord, and the Holy Spirit, Lord.
And yet there are not three Lord Yahwehs, but one Yahweh.
For like as we are compelled by the Christian verity to acknowledge every person by himself to be God and Lord,
so are we forbidden by the united religion to say there are three gods or three lords.
The Father is made of none, neither created nor begotten.
The Son is of the Father alone, not made, nor created, but begotten.
The Holy Spirit is of the Father and of the Son, neither made, nor created, nor begotten, but proceeding.
So there is one Father, not three fathers, one Son, not three sons, one Holy Spirit, not three Holy Spirits.
And in this Trinity, none is afore or after another, none is greater or less than another.
But the whole three persons are co-eternal and co-equal.
So that in all things, as aforesaid, the unity is in Trinity, and the Trinity is in unity to be worshipped.
He therefore that will be saved must trust in the Trinity.
Furthermore, it is necessary in everlasting salvation that one also believe faithfully the incarnation of our Lord Jesus Christ. For the right faith is that we believe and confess that our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is God and man.
God, of the substance of the Father, begotten before the world,
and man of the substance of his mother, born in the world. Perfect God and perfect man, of a reasonable soul and human flesh subsisting.
Equal to the Father as touching his Godhead, and inferior to the Father as touching his manhood.
Who although he be God and man, yet he is not two, but one Christ.
One, not by conversion of the Godhead into flesh, but by taking of the manhood into God.
One altogether, not by confusion of substance, but by unity of person.
For as the reasonable soul and flesh is one man, so God and man is one Christ.
Who suffered for our salvation, descended into hell, rose again the third day from the dead.
He ascended into heaven, he sitteth on the right hand of the Father God Almighty,
from whence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead, at whose coming all men shall rise again with their bodies, and shall give account for their own works,
and they shall have done good, shall go into the life everlasting, and they that have done evil into everlasting fire.
This is the uniting faith, which except one believe, they are not saved. Christian, are you up for praying, or is your voice too stressed?
No, I can pray. It's just, I don't know, when I was singing, it was like, all of a sudden that really itchiness would come up. Dear God, thank you for today. Your mercies are new every day. We thank you for that, Lord. Thank you for the new moon, God. Thank you that we can trust in your word and the prophecy of Isaiah. Of what it says about the new moon. Help us not forget that. Hide that in our hearts. Lord, please give us faith like Caleb and Joshua. Help us not to live in fear. Faith. Increase our faith as the disciples ask you, God. Please help us in those areas, God, while we lack faith. And, dear Lord, please help us to love you more. Help us to love your law more. Help us to understand your law more and how we can apply it in our lives. And how we can even understand it even more holistically, God. I pray that just little flock here, God, that you would just enlighten our eyes, and that we would just have such a deep love and treasure for your law, God. Help us to abide in your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, so we may bear much fruit for his glory and his honor. And help us to love one another. Thank you for this food that we're about to eat. I pray you bless it. Help us in our upcoming work projects, Lord.